Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
From Transport Topics in Washington, D.C., this is Road Signs. And now here's your host, Michael Fries.
Thank you for listening to Road Signs, the podcast series from Transport Topics that explores the trends and technologies that are shaping the future of trucking. Before we dive into today's episode, we'd like to invite you to subscribe to Transport Topics, where you can receive exclusive access to our top 100 lists, quarterly magazines, and other news surrounding the trucking industry. To subscribe, visit ttn.ws/TT subscribe. You can also text TT subscribe to 571-622-0001 to become an official member of Transport Topics. That's 571-622-0001. As readers of Transport Topics and listeners of Road Signs know, fraud is a continuing major concern for fleets and trucking companies. In some cases, the ability to nefariously take advantage of a trucking company is not too difficult for scammers, especially when fleets are lax in monitoring their operation costs. One trending scam, known as fuel card skimming, where scammers install an artificial device on a fuel pump at a truck stop, for example, the device looks similar to a credit card swipe device. However, with one swipe, scammers are able to collect financial information from their victims, one fill-up at a time. In a recent feature currently in Transport Topics about it, fuel card skimming is proving to be the most challenging and expensive fraud that carriers are facing. But companies have stepped up to battle this scam and have had great success. So in this episode, we'll ask the simple question, how can trucking companies fight fraud more successfully? For this answer, we'll speak with someone who has successfully took on fuel card skimming and learn more about what her company is doing in that regard. Executive Vice President at Relay Payments, Megan Earhart. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me today. And I was listening to your intro and realized, man, I've been reading Transport Topics for about 15 years. So it's very exciting to be on the show today.
Yeah, it's a very established newspaper. And, you know, it's always nice to know that people have been with Transport Topics for a long time. So that's great to hear, Megan. The reason why we have you here, you know, we want to talk about fraud. And I know from your experience, you know, being at Relay Payments and your past experience at Pilot Flying J, you know a lot about this particular problem and how it just plagues fleets and truck companies to the tune of maybe, you know, thousands or even $10,000 per month when it comes to fuel card skimming. But from your experience, could you just give me a quick summary of just how this affects fleets in the macro sense?
Yes. Well, it's something that has been a part of the industry on and off for years. It's just that in the recent years, call it the last two, and then it ebbs and flows as to how prevalent it becomes, it's really gotten a lot more notoriety. And the main reason for that is that as the price of diesel goes up, the cost to the trucking companies goes up substantially. And as it has continued, you know, the industry has been less likely to continue to pay for it. And so what we saw was the ability to come in and find something that would be an actual solution, not a Band-Aid, not an after-the-fact cleanup, but something that would prevent it completely.
You know, that's one of the things that caught my attention is just, you know, a Band-Aid versus, you know, a ultimate solution to this problem, because this is a problem that, you know, in its very nature is the culprits can strike pretty quick. You know, so, you know, when the driver is, you know, using his or her, you know, fuel card, the crime has actually happened when they swipe that card, and they're off in the road until they actually realize that the, you know, their card has been compromised. So, you know, what are the things that your company has been doing to minimize that little window of opportunity that these scammers have?
Yes. So the easiest way to describe what Relay is that we're modernizing payments for the trucking and logistics industries. And while you and I and everyone listening have gotten really used to paying for things with our phones and managing our finances through our phones and being able to check our transactions, in this industry with trucking companies, things are still really clunky and inefficient. And so what we said is, let's find a way to build a digital payments network that makes it easier to move money across the industry, whether that's paying for lumpers or paying for diesel fuel or payments from brokers to carriers. And when we launched 5 years ago, that was what our foundation was: great technology, great customer service, and the ability to create this digital modern platform. So currently we're working with 350,000 drivers, 90,000 fleets, and 1,500 truck stops now. And it really just goes back to payment innovation. We've seen it, like I talked about, we tap our phones, right? My children are 14 and 17, and the girls hate it if they have to pay for anything other than their phone, which cracks me up as a mom. You know, I still carry cash around, and they just want to use that. But when the payment innovation hasn't happened in an industry where the average check size is so high because of what is being purchased, it just allows us to step into a role to be innovative and to be exceptionally secure. And the main thing is because what I hit on, everything is digital, Mike. We don't have cards. So there's not that one opportunity for that card to get skimmed that then sets a driver back or a trucking company back.
You know, for larger companies, you know, that could be, you know, that could be the case, you know, but you kind of have those small, the mid-size fleets that are, for lack of a better term, you know, old school, you know, where they have the fuel card, they've been doing it for a long time. There's a lot of probably, you know, owner operators, smaller fleets that run under that toolage, you know, where, you know, they've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, as you said, just sort of, you know, changing the whole concept of the, you know, the physical card, you know, for some people, that's like asking, you know, a home run, you know, hitter to change their swing, you know, and it's kind of, you know, asking for a developmental change. You know, I know, as you said, you used the analogy of your daughter and your children, you know, using the phone. And I mean, I do that myself when I go to the grocery store. I'm hardly going in my wallet using cash or the card. I usually use my phone via Apple Pay or Google Pay or wherever you use. How is that communication and you know, talking to those smaller fleets, the older type of fleets that have an old way of doing business, and you know, they're not all in on change. You know, what do you say to those folks who are stuck in that dynamic, but they need to change to avoid this type of fraud?
Well, I love talking to truckers and I love talking to drivers, and so some of those conversations are my absolute favorite. And the reason for that is it becomes very logical to change when it comes to eliminating fraud, especially with fuel transactions. As you know, and I know that you've covered this on your program, things are hard for trucking right now. Whether you're a large mega fleet or you're a small owner operator, it's exceptionally hard, from the price that equipment is to the cost of getting a loan for that equipment to the freight rates being low. And when you look at it, they're just trying to get by. So many are just trying to get by. And if they get hit by a $1,000, $8,000, $20,000 basically fraud issue, and then they have to shut down their accounts. So what happens then? They have drivers that are out on the road that cannot use their fuel cards, which means that they can't get their discounts. And so for the 12, 15, 17 days that driver is out on the road, not only are they having to deal with and fight for that fraud payment, but now they're not getting the discount that they've negotiated with the merchant, and they're having to pay full price for the fuel that driver is putting in the truck to run those loads. And that is so costly to trucking companies right now. So the conversations that we have with trucking companies are, let's try it with 5 drivers, convert you over, make sure that it works, get your success criteria, make sure that the accountants are happy, make sure the drivers are happy. And then we go through a process where we send those drivers videos. We show them how to do the transaction at the pump. We call them and ask them how their first transaction went. If they haven't done a first transaction, we call them and give them our number because we've got a 24-hour, 365 customer service line, and we're there to help them. And so we take customer service to the absolute extreme because we understand that there might be some hesitation with changing. But this morning, I happened to be in Atlanta today, and we had a customer who all of their paperwork, everything came back on Friday night. We have not called a driver. We have not gotten in touch with them since we got everything back. And they had 4 drivers run transactions all weekend because they asked for the video. We sent it to them. And our process is so easy that they didn't even need to talk to us to get going.
You know, having that communication, I mean, as you just stated, is worthy in the sense of making that change and I guess, you know, flipping that switch into the sense of, you know, it's best not to use cards, you know, use alternative, you know, forms other than the card to avoid these scams. You know, those conversations with the fleets are conversations with the truck stops that you are partnering with. I mean, are they the same? I'm pretty sure there's a different perspective in that.
Yes. So definitely my past has been with a merchant side, and we continue to work with so many merchants right now. We're accepted at all the Pilots, all the Flying J's, all of the Maverick, all the Yes Ways, Ambest locations, Roadies locations, SAP locations. Again, we're at 1,500 locations. And the conversations are really around, hey, we love it because we're not having to deal with fraud either. So we have been live with this product almost for a year, out of stealth mode and in market with it. And we have yet to have a single fraudulent transaction. Now, I know I need to knock on every piece of wood that's near me, but the truth is that we've built a product that unless there is very malicious intent by someone within that trucking company, there is not the ability to have a fraudulent transaction. And we stand behind that with our merchants. We stand behind it with our customers. We stand behind it with our drivers, because we do feel that that sets us apart in the industry. And we hold that true, and we stay focused on that, and we execute to it.
Hello, Roadside listeners. Dan Ronan here from Transport Topics. I'm here to tell you about our new extended cuts of the Road Signs podcast. If you like what you learn here, I think you're going to really love this. So what is the Road Signs extended cut? Well, instead of ending the recording and saying our guest farewells, we're keeping our expert guests around for an extra 1 or 2 questions to gather a deeper, fuller picture of the influential topics in transportation. We capture that insight and convert it into a printable download that will help you navigate the latest trucking trends and guide your next business decision. Considering the easy, linkable, and printable format, you can keep the extended cut for your next big meeting, send it to your friends and colleagues, or pack it up for your next big conference. So how do you get the latest download? Well, it's real simple. Visit ttn.ws/extended cut. That's ttn.ws/extended cut.
Going back to your conversations with fleets, once they have your system, that you have, I wouldn't say your solution, the solutions you have with, eliminating fuel cards. I mean, does that translate into less operating costs? I mean, I know the cost of fraud, is minimized, but overall, is there a new sense of enlightenment with fleets when, they realize that, they've been spending a lot on operation costs and having this type of solution has helped them, save more money? I mean, have you ran into those particular situations?
Absolutely. So we talk to customers that have experienced fraud on other fuel payment platforms, and it can take them up to 60 days for that to be resolved. What that does in a market like this, Mike, man, that's hard for a trucking company to be out that money for that amount of time. And so even one instance could create a spot for a trucking company that might not allow them to be able to succeed. So there's that. But then there is, to your point, man, when the accountants, when the folks, the admin staff in the headquarters have to be basically going line item by line item, have to figure out exactly what's happened, have to make sure that all of the drivers are, you know, safe and they haven't seen it somewhere else. It creates a lot of time where they could be focused on getting more revenue. It creates a lot of times where they could be focused on developing that bid for that next contract that's going to keep the company going. And so what we see from carriers is that we take a lot of stress and strain out of their everyday operations because they don't have to worry about it. And that goes for all of the products. Lumpers are the same way. They don't have to chase cash. It can only be used one time. The fuel code can only be used one time. And it just allows for a lot of that to just go out, the noise to go out of trying to run a business. The flip side of that, I was at NATSO Connect last week and was on a panel, and it was full. The room was full of merchants, and it was interesting in talking to them from the panel, but also, you know, on the side conversations of how much we've been able to reduce their internal issues, their internal inefficiencies, because they also don't have to go chase down those fraudulent transactions. They don't have to worry about getting in arguments all based off of fraud. And so we're seeing it on both sides.
You know, when you describe that, it sounds like, you know, death by a thousand cuts, especially when it comes to skimming, because, you know, it is what the phrase describes, you know, skimming, just taking a little bit from the top or bottom, or however you want the analogy to go, where, you know, this is a, you know, it's a small problem until it becomes a really big problem because of all these, you know, little charges that are, you know, being skimmed. Is there another fraud scheme that is as potentially damaging as this one? Or is this sort of number one and we take care of this? You know, I wouldn't say most fraud is gone, but a good chunk of fraud schemes are limited after this.
There are a lot of fraud schemes in this industry. I mean, there's everything from double brokering to missing loads. We obviously do not jump into that. Now, the one that I did bring up is in using the classic, I'll call them fleet checks within the industry, that check would have an amount on it. And let's say it's $1,000. And let's say that that was used at a lumper facility and it was $500. Or let's say it was $750 for that unloading fee. That company then has to figure out where the other $250 went, because that's still a live check that can be taken to a truck stop and can be cashed. Our codes for lumpers are one-time use only for the exact amount, only at those locations. And so we've been able to eliminate that side. Now, that would be a driver doing malicious behavior, but it's also just an accounting nightmare, even if the driver's on the up and up and just needed a cash advance. So there are those things that we're really focused in on, but some of the other items were not yet. But yes, obviously it is a big deal. I'm sure you've heard about some of those as well.
Yes. Number one, for more information on the fuel card skimming and what it's doing to the industry, please feel free to go to ttnews.com to learn more about that. Our contributing writer, Dan Calabrese, wrote a very interesting feature about fuel card skimming and what fleets and suppliers are doing to curb that. You know, one of the things, Megan, we're definitely talking about fuel card skimming and the fraud that's in the industry, but I kind of want to change gears because, you know, we have just recently celebrated International Women's Day, and yourself being in an industry where, you know, women are, I would say, severely underrepresented in the industry, I just want to talk about, you know, your venture into this career of logistics and transportation. I mean, this is something that you have been involved with for quite some time. So I just kind of want to ask you, just being, you know, a woman in the trucking industry, and seeing things when you at first got into your career to now, you know, what are some of the things that you're seeing just in cases of empowerment and inclusion into the workplace that you are you're happy to see, and what are some of those challenges that you think that the industry as a whole need to overcome?
Yes. Well, like I said earlier, I love this industry. I got exposed to it in 2009, really, truly, like the true trucking side of the industry, not just the truck stop side, and fell in love with it. And that's a strange thing to say about an industry, right? Especially one that is so difficult with being seasonal and cyclical and low margin and capital intensive and all those things that they tell you in business school don't do. But it's a great industry with wonderful people in it. And the one thing that I can say this industry offered and continues to offer is they respect hard work. They respect honesty. They respect doing what you say you're going to say, what you're going to do. And the other side of it is, yes, 98, 99% of my career, I've been the only woman in the room. And yes, I have absolutely had things said to me that shouldn't have been said. But I've also had just an amazing experience to be a mentor and to be mentored from men and from women. And I think that that's what's important about, you use the word inclusion. I love that word, because it doesn't mean being invited to the table. It means that you're respected at the table. And I have had the ability from my whole life, from when I was little, to have women in my life that were very strong and made sure that I was strong, with a dad that made sure of that as well. And then I had people within my career, that men and women, that brought me to that table and told me to speak up and trusted in me because I put in the hard work and I did what I said I was going to do. And those types of things, regardless of your male or female, this industry respects. So I'm very thankful for those that gave me a chance, and I'm very thankful for those that continue to be my friends through this.
You know, the gratitude for people opening the door for you and letting you into these rooms of opportunity, you know, which is a great thing. You know, and then you being in the industry for as long as you have, Megan, what type of advice would you give other women who are coming into that door and entering that room of opportunity?
Well, it's interesting. I have a lot of friends that are not necessarily within trucking. I've got one that has a medical billing company, and one that's a designer, a home designer, and one that's a real estate agent, and one that's doing HR data. And so I don't think it really depends on the industry. It's more of all of these women really embrace the fact that they're good at what they do, that they understand the industry, that they do things the right way, that they work their tails off, and they don't sit back and say, I'm not good enough, or I'm gonna, you know, give in to what this, you know, gentleman said because I'm just not gonna go fight for myself. And I think that's what's really changed in the last 15 years, is that women have realized they do have a right to be at the table, regardless of the industry. And when we as women lift each other up and celebrate each other's wins, I had a friend last night, and she was like, I don't know if I should apply for this job. I don't know if I'm qualified. And there's a, you know, a couple of us on the text, and we're like, go for it. What's the worst they can say? No. But we're celebrating each other, not trying to drag each other down, not competition. And I think that that's really important in any industry, but especially for females, of lifting each other up, celebrating each other's success, and doing it genuinely.
That's a very positive message, and that's a, you know, a very nice bow to put on this conversation. We've been speaking with Megan Earhart, Executive Vice President of Relay Payments. Megan, it was a pleasure having you on. Thanks for teaching us about the perils of fuel card skimming and what we can do as an industry to curb that, as well as your appreciation and acknowledgement of International Women's Day. You know, that's very important. Thank you for coming on to Road Signs.
Thank you for having me.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to open Transport Topics? In just 1 minute, you will hear the biggest trucking headlines of that day. Be prepared and start your morning off right with Transport Topics.
Before we close, let's take a moment to revisit the previous question. How can trucking companies fight fraud more successfully? As our guest Megan Earhart explained, fuel card skimming has been an ongoing problem in the trucking industry. If not caught handily, the operation costs can total up to tens of thousands of dollars on a monthly basis, enough to cripple any fleet. However, Earhart said that the key is communicating with trucking companies about the threat and creating a plan of action to solve the issue. In addition, educating trucking companies and truck stops onto technology with simple tweaks like incorporating chip technology payments or using in-house apps for better security can go a long way in curbing fuel card skimming. Such actions have helped many trucking companies save costs and ultimately their operations. To read more about fuel card skimming and what fleets and providers are doing about it, please visit ttnews.com. If you enjoyed this episode of Road Signs, please let others know. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to reach out to the Road Signs team on Twitter at @TTRoadSigns or reach me at Michael V. Freeze. You can email us at share@ttnews.com. We'll read them and respond daily. Also, let us know how we're doing by texting TT Survey to 571-622-0001. And of course, we'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of Road Signs. Until then, I'm Michael Freeze. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.